You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome to Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. I am your host, Joel Clayfish. I am so happy to be here as the weather is getting better.
Yay!
Danielle Fairman,
hello,
my co-hostess with the mostest. How you doing, Danielle?
I like that. I like that intro of me.
Do you? I like it too.
I have a mostest of personality.
You are the hostess with the mostest, and we love hostess.
I think of hostess cupcakes.
That's the ground line.
That's exactly what I just said. How do you go wrong with hostess?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And Bimbo Bakeries right here in Wisconsin.
It is.
Some fantastic products as well. Mm. Boy, do you ever notice that everything I ever talk about revolves around food?
No.
Well, food is my
favorite dish. T-shirts, or we need to make you a sticker or a bumper. What does Joel Clayfish, eh? Food is
my favorite dish.
We have to make t-shirts.
I think just get a tattoo.
Yes.
Ooh.
Whoa.
I mean, look, you know how I feel about tattoos.
Yeah, you love them.
I may get one.
You have like 15. They might be temporary, but
they're just temporary.
I have 15 tattoos. You know something not anybody else knows about me.
Yeah, you love temporary tattoos. Cracker Jack boxes all over the place.
I sure did love those when I was a kid.
They were awesome.
Oh my gosh. This time in Wisconsin, if this does not get your juices flowing about Wisconsin and hunting season coming, I saw so many turkeys strutting right now. We saw a batch probably of 50 turkeys, and there were at least four or five toms strutting. They are out there practicing.
That's beautiful.
They are. Oh, it's so exciting.
You know what else is
out? What?
Ticks are everywhere. They're so bad.
That is a fact.
Yucky.
One thing I've been using a lot more of is the tick repellent outerwear. I think it actually works. A lot of the clothing is now designed to help you keep ticks off of you instead of having to use Picardin or DEET or those kind of things.
But I just eat a lot of garlic, then all the insects and people stay away from me.
People.
You know, I was wondering. I was going to ask. I was looking around the room looking for the pasta bar, but
Look no further.
Clearly, Ellie Mae is just reading.
I'm just living my best culinary life. What can I say?
That is something that's up my alley too, culinary. We're going to get to that. We've got Chef Ellie Mae Lawton, the chefferie of Raised in Wisco, the certified French culinarian who's going to be talking about wild game dishes that you can use with store purchased meat as well. And that is coming up, and that's always a great part of the show, because what do I say after all was Raised in Wisco is a
cooking show.
I was trying to come up with something else. I have no idea.
You guys,
a hunting show.
You know what? We started the show off laughing as usual, which is very common. But I have to tell you, I'm really excited. We've got some real celebrity guests with us.
I know. I'm excited too.
We get unbelievable celebrity guests here. But I want to start out. Tim Andrick is here. And if you don't know the name, you probably have heard of it if you're in any of the hunting circles, Ducks Unlimited, the waterfowl industry. Tim Andrick worked for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for years. Now, I'm not going to hold it against you, Tim, that you are an attorney. He is an attorney.
Recovering lawyer.
He's a recovering lawyer. You know what they call 10 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean, Tim?
A good start.
That's right. Okay. How many lawyers does it take to grease a combine?
Oh no. Do you know this one?
He doesn't know this. A lawyer joke. He doesn't only one if you run them through real slow.
Oh, wow. That was sorry. Dirty. I didn't know that one.
Tim Andrick, this man, I'm really
excited. Don't worry,
Tim,
I love you.
Very excited. He has spent his life devoted to conservation, devoted to the animals that live in this state. And he literally has given his life to making sure our resources in Wisconsin continue to be as fantastic as they are. So it is great to have you here,
yes.
Tim. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk about one of my closest friends. In fact,
I think it's the closest, isn't it? Yeah. Well, you're getting a look from him.
My very dear friend.
You need to say it.
Say it.
My best friend.
Oh, yay!
There it is. George Ermert, a board member of the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association, who I actually have the honor of a brand new post. I'm very excited to share it with you folks on Raising Wisco. This is the first time I'm talking about it.
Ooh.
I am the new government affairs director for the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association.
No way.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Wow. That was really Wisconsin-y, Danielle. No way.
Wow. Raising Wisco. Hello.
It fits.
It does fit.
No shame in my way game.
George, it is awesome to have you here as well. This is not your first time on Raising Wisco. I would be remiss, though, if I didn't talk about the person who actually makes us sound slightly less like the goofballs we are, and that is producer Jess from the Fishbowl. Jess, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. You know, as the weather is warming up, it's been delightful to be in Wisconsin and just enjoying all that Wisconsin sprinter is when you can have, you know, 70 degrees one day and 20 the next.
Sprinter. Ooh, I've never heard that term before.
Yeah.
Wisconsin sprinter.
You guys haven't heard that? Where have you been?
I am much more of a leisurely walker than a sprinter. So that's probably why I never heard that before. We're going to get into some issues here today. We're going to talk about the future of the state, the stewardship fund. We're going to touch a little bit on sandhill cranes and the potential for a hunting season, which is a brand new legislation that has come out. And we're not afraid of controversy here on Raised in Wisco. So we're going to attack that a little bit, but we're also going to talk about food because we sure love it.
Yay!
And I'm very excited to say we're going to get to our weekly Wiscos right now. I'm going to go last because mine's just going to be every year or every week. It's going to be the same thing until I have turkey in the fryer. And that is scouting for turkey season. That is a fantastic thing to do this time of the year. And every day it gets a little warmer out. You see more and more turkeys in the field, and it's just been an unbelievable pre-spring. I don't know what the actual numbers are, but I am seeing turkeys everywhere. Now, of course, it's very different when you try to get them in front of your gun
of
in a blind. They'll hang up at 100 yards and laugh at you and run the other direction. But I'm really excited about that's my weekly raised weekly Wisco. Ellie Mae, what do you got?
Well, I went for a hike on a new trail and then
with the horse or just you?
Just myself, which was very lovely.
Where? And, was it a state trail or a county trail?
I think it was a county trail. It was out near Rome.
Oh, nice. That's close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I had the pleasure of helping out at the SCI banquet this past Friday.
Nice.
Oh, that is right.
Good turnout. A lot of folks.
It was great. I did not win a gun.
So did somebody win anything?
I didn't win anything at the SCI. I was there with Dan Trawicki, who is, helps out with the Safari Club International. Mm-hmm. A great group of people there. And one of the things that makes me so happy about those events is you really see an equalizing of women to men. Those events used to be all dudes. And it's really nice to see the growing number of women participating in the organized hunting and outdoor activities, whether that be hunting or rock climbing, sideways bananaing, which is what I call kayaks.
I am so ready for that.
Oh, well, better you than me, Danielle. What was your weekly Wisco, Danielle?
Well, to take part of your weekly Wisco for the spring turkey, I just went on to the Go Wild, gowild.wi.gov, and there are still zone 2 tags for time period F. So go out there and buy more tags.
That is great advice. Thank you very much for bringing that up. Everybody thinks if they missed their chance to put in for the lottery for a turkey tag, they're out of luck. That is not true. We're more than a week now away from the extras going on sale, and there's still, did it say how many there were?
It did not say. I did not go that far into detail, but the time it took both of you to talk. If you want to
hunt
a turkey
in the spring, get on there right now, grab an extra tag. You're going to hunt in the last time period, which is butts right up against June. The weather will be beautiful. Now be careful of the ticks. And you get, it's a little, it's harder to see them heading to the roost because the trees will be full of green by then. So, but that's great advice. Thank you for that, Danielle. What do you got, George? What did you do this last week?
So you guys may know that I'm a pretty avid ice angler.
Yes, you are.
You know, the ice is now done, but you know, I had to sit and get all my gear ready and put it away from the season. So that's a lot of work.
That's your weekly WSCO.
Yeah. You got to take care of your gear if you're a hunter or fisher.
Yeah. I love how you say take care of it before you put it away.
Tim, tell me quickly, did you do something in the outdoors this week?
Of course. Like I said earlier, I was out training or hunting dogs today. That was a lot of fun. But every day I've been buying bonus turkey tags because you can only buy one a day. Yep. So I buy one every day.
I'm up to seven now.
I'm close. Closing in on that number. And we're just starting to scout for a learner turkey hunt that we're going to host April 4th through the 6th with the Baraboo chapter of the Wild Turkey Federation. We're out of the Merrimack Gun Club is where we run it. And I was just telling, I think it was George before the show, that we try to get our hunters out shooting at least twice. And that really
practice shooting before they hunt.
Right. That really reduces the amount of misses and really increases hunter success.
Nice.
I think that's fantastic advice as well. This is what I'm excited about. We're going to talk about some of the tougher issues that face Wisconsin in the outdoors. Of course, important to us and important to everybody is conservation, making sure these species continue to proliferate in healthy numbers, which sometimes means increasing the bag limits, sometimes means decreasing the bag limits. But the thing that is most important is awareness of those people using the resource and what is good for the resource and what may not be. And so we're going to pick Tim's brain because he has been on the inside of the DNR, which is loved and hated by by many. And we're going to talk to him about that. And of course, we are going to have some unbelievable talk about food because just gotta. This is Raised in WSCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Raised in WSCO is your place to find out how to enjoy Wisconsin's great outdoors and give us your feedback. We love to hear it. My name is Joel Clayfish. I have the honor and privilege of hosting Raised in WSCO with the number one gal, the hostess with the mostest, Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
Not only my hunting buddy for the better part of two decades, but also my media buddy on my TV shows. Yes. Radio shows. Mm-hmm.
One would call it a bestie.
I cannot believe.
Now, George is not happy about
George
that.
We established a little earlier that George believes he's my best friend. I mean, that George and I are best friends.
I feel like there is a fight.
He did.
Should I do the KO?
No, I had to warn
George, if there's an opening, we can be best friends. Just
I think there is. There clearly is an opening.
I'm in.
I'm gladly willing to trade up.
I'm fine.
So my best friend George Ermer is on the show from the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association. Tim Andrick is here, former DNR attorney and lifelong conservator of the great outdoors of Wisconsin. And of course, Ellie Mae Lawton.
And your best culinary buddy ever.
My best. It's very fair to say my very best culinary buddy. There's no doubt about that. Because, you know, anybody who is good at cooking food
is your favorite person.
They're high up on my list. Okay, let's just say that. There's no doubt about that. And then if you add a little wild game into the mix of culinary delights.
Over.
Forget about it.
Oh, so gangster.
I'm very gangster, Danielle. You should know that by now. Listen. Those guys don't agree. Okay. Hey, get out there, get those turkey tags. I'm super excited that the weather is getting warmer. And something that I want to talk about today, and this obviously, you know that this show flies, and we appreciate you coming along with us. It's an honor to talk to you. We love the growing audience of Raised in Wisco. We hear it on the streets. We're very excited that we get to share our experiences and pull you into new experiences in the great outdoors. Our producer, Jess, back in the fishbowl, has had some first experiences with Danielle and Ellie and me, and it's been absolutely fantastic. And if you do not listen to us live, which you can hear us on 21 civic media stations every Saturday at 11:30, and if you miss that, you can check us out because all of those radio casts turn into podcasts, and you can hear them whenever you want, wherever you want, however you want, from now into eternity. Danielle, where can they find us?
You can hear Joel calling George best friend forever on Civic Media. U.S. Search for Raised in Wisco.
You added forever there.
Forever. Because we are forever on the interwebs.
That's true. And I guess if you just took the BF and made it BFFs.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Aww.
Well, that's precious.
It's real.
But you can also listen to us on Facebook and see our bright and shiny faces. Go on to YouTube, search for Raised in Wisco. You can also listen to us over and over on Spotify and Apple.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I want to get to some meat and potatoes since I do love talking about food. Tim Andrick, as part of the Department of Natural Resources for as many years as you were, that is probably the most publicly beat up entity in government. It's an administrative entity in government, which means it's filled with lots of folks who are bureaucrats. They're not elected. And I think sometimes the good work that happens at the Department of Natural Resources gets buried under the criticism of it, because criticism is always public and successes don't end up to be as celebrated.
Yeah, I would agree with that. With the Department of Natural Resources, they're involved in a lot of controversial topics, and sometimes they got to be the bad guy in enforcing environmental laws. At the same time, there's a lot of good things they do in providing service for the outdoor community in Wisconsin. Licenses, permits, places to hunt, fish, trap, recreate outdoors. So they had a lot going on, but they do get a black eye for a lot of the heavy-handed stuff that they're required to do by statute.
Yeah. I think that one of the things that I've seen change the dynamic of the Department of Natural Resources, the face of the DNR is almost always the warden, right? That enforcer who's going out into the field. And I think really in the last 10 years, I noticed a change. I can't speak for, you know, all of us on this panel, we're all hunters. I have noticed a change from the perceived attitude that a warden, who is the highest level of authority of all police agencies in the state. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's the highest level of police. They have the most rights and authority of any police force, higher than sheriff's departments, higher than troopers, higher than police departments.
I did not know that at all.
Well, because they are the ones who deal with state laws as they apply to federal laws, as they apply to poaching and all that stuff. So they really are on the front lines. But I think there was an attitude for a while, or potentially, you know, among some hunters, that they were coming into the field to give me a ticket. And I think we've seen a change in that. I think we've seen a much more, and I think a lot of that was because of Todd Schaller, who did a fantastic job as the chief warden, who continues to be an advocate for the outdoors and for conservation in Wisconsin. And I want to talk about some of the things that the Department of Natural Resources ends up being a part of because of the stewardship fund. I don't think a lot of people know what the stewardship fund is and what it does. And I say it and I can feel people yawning when I say the stewardship fund. But in all reality, we would not have what we have in Wisconsin without stewardship, would we, Tim?
No, that's correct. The stewardship fund was created in 1989, and it's a mechanism that acquires and manages and enhances outdoor recreation lands for people to recreate on, to hunt, fish, trap, hike, camp. It provides for funding for boat landings, grants for local units of government, and grants for nonprofit conservation organizations like Ducks Unlimited. We partner with stewardship grants quite a bit for our projects at DU. And the stewardship program is very important to provide places and opportunities for people to recreate outdoors, to hunt, fish, and trap. The stewardship program for over 30 years now has been acquiring those places for the general public to get out there and hunt, fish, and trap.
And it definitely does not just benefit hunters, fishers, and hunters, anglers, and trappers. It benefits outdoor users.
It benefits all outdoor recreational users. And as we know in today's society, we need more outdoor recreation opportunities. We want the next generation to recreate outdoors. It's healthier, and it's what all our conservation groups are promoting. But yes, stewardship program is it's a big deal, and it's been providing outdoor recreation opportunities for a number of years. And the big issue right now is we're looking for it to be renewed. The program ends next year, and we're asking the legislature to renew it.
We're going to talk more about that. When we have a chance here, we're going to talk more about that in hopes. I'm going to ask you some tough questions about where the money is spent and what it actually does, because I think as folks are asked in Wisconsin to help support a stewardship fund, they actually want to know where their dollars are going. So we're going to try to answer those questions. This is Raised in Wisco. Cannot help it. Fred Bear, I hear it. I want to get in the woods. And did you know he's got a tie to Wisconsin? Fred Bear hunts with Greg Kazmierski. Fred Bear has died, of course.
Yes.
But Greg Kazmierski, better known and beloved as Kaz, mm-hmm. over at the Buck Rub Archery Center in mm-hmm. Pewaukee, has hunted with Fred Bear. And he has hunted with the great Ted the Sledge, Ted Nugent, who also has very many ties to Wisconsin, spends quite a bit of time here working on conservation in the outdoors. I just love Fred Bear.
Can I tell you guys a story?
I would love to. Yes. Yes. I'd love to hear a story.
Not to get us off track, but
George Ehrman from the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association is a guest today, as you know, and obviously he's got a Fred Bear story. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
So this was many years ago. I'm a younger man, and I'm driving in the car with my buddy. And we're listening to Fred Bear.
Okay.
And we're singing along, and I'm singing. And
did you care to give us a little sample of that?
Yeah. Do it.
In one moment.
Okay. All right.
We're singing, and my buddy turns to me. He goes, "What did you just say?" And I did not realize what the words to the song were. So I was singing Old Friend Ben as the song. And so I just kept saying, "Old Fred Ben."
Oh,
and he's like, like, what? He's like, that's Ben. Not the words. It's Fred Bear. Yeah. And so we were going to a Ted Nugent. And then we were going to go see a Ted Nugent concert.
Oh, no, my gosh. Yeah.
And we were going to see Ted Nugent for the Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers tour in Green Bay, that Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we were joking that Ted was going to call me up on stage and ask me what my favorite song was. And I was going to say Old Fred Ben.
Old Fred Ben.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
But that's not the words. It's old Fred. It's Fred Bear.
Yes, it is. Yes. It is certainly Fred Bear.
You know, that does remind me, though. There are 8 million songs that I thought the words were definitely different. Like that song, Sweet Old Jet Airliner. I thought that was Take Me Back to North Carolina.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And then Little Red Corvette. I thought that was Pay the Rent, Call Back. I don't know why that doesn't make sense either. But
as long as it makes sense to you, that's all that matters.
Hey, George, I'm with you on the old friend Ben.
Yeah. Old friend Ben. Ben. Not the same Ben.
I love your creativity, but I like Fred Bear.
George.
Old friend Ben.
Walk with me
down the trail.
Fields again. Take me back. Okay. Well, wow.
We're off the track and right to the trail.
Producer Jess, I hope they don't take the Nielsen ratings right when I was singing, because there was sure to be a dip there. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's the exact moment that's going to be in everyone's journal.
It makes sense that two best friends would sing to each other on air.
That's nice.
It is kind of precious, isn't it?
It is precious.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Precious.
Tim Andrick is here. Tim worked for the DNR, the Department of Natural Resources, for many years as an attorney for them. He got to see how the inner workings matter. He's spent his life making sure that species proliferate in this state. And you're here. You came to the show today. I mean, I was thrilled that we were able to get you onto the show. I mean, mm-hmm. you are somebody with some serious experience in the outdoor industry. How is the stewardship fund important right now? How does it still matter today in what we're doing? Is it in jeopardy, and what needs to happen?
Those are good questions. Yes, the stewardship fund is important because it continues to provide opportunities for outdoor recreation, for hunting, fishing, trapping, hiking, camping, cross-country skiing, et cetera, outdoor recreation, which is very important for our society. Plus, it supports the multi-million-dollar outdoor recreation industry and all the jobs associated with it, and also the multi-million-dollar forestry industry in this state and all the jobs associated with that. So it's very important economically. It's a very important component of our society, outdoor recreation. That's why we're all here. And yes, it is in jeopardy. It is up. The current stewardship program ends next year in June of 2026. So at this point in time, we're looking for and asking for the state legislature to authorize renewing it in a state budget bill that they're convening on right now. So it's very timely that you ask this question.
So how long are those periods? You said it's going to renew. It needs to be renewed. So like a 4-year thing, 5-year thing, 1-year thing.
The last few sessions has been a 2-year thing. The legislature has reauthorized it in 2-year increments. Mm. Before that, it was a 10-year. It was a 10-year program. Then it was reauthorized for another 10-year program, and then it's been reauthorized for two-year increments after that.
George. I'm going to ask you the tough question because he just gave us an education on it. How much money are we talking, and what is this going to actually mean to hunters and anglers and folks who use the outdoors?
So the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program is funded at $33.25 million annually. Oof. And that money is all used to provide opportunity and access for hunters, anglers, and trappers. So if you've ever been duck hunting, wading in a marsh in public land, you're probably benefited from Knowles Nelson. If you've been sitting in a deer stand or been out on public land hunting deer, it's because of Knowles Nelson.
Where does that money come from? Where does it's a segregated fund. There are segregated funds, and then there's general purpose revenue. Segregated funds are funds that may only be used for certain reasons. I'm guessing Knowles Nelson is one of those type of funds.
So the state raises money for this through bonds. So it's through bonding that they get the majority of this. There is some segregated money, some cash that is also used. But as Tim mentioned, you know, in the very beginning when this program was started in 1989, it was a 10-year program. Well, now it's been around for a few years. So people are not, you know, the legislature is saying, hey, we want to take a look at this, you know, more often. So we're in 2026. That is when this program ends.
Okay.
Right now.
Is it in jeopardy? Are you worried? Are legislators giving you signs that they may not consider it in the next budget? And folks, I kind of want to be clear. And you know, personally, I'm fairly large fiscal conservatives. So I want to make sure whatever government is spending taxpayers' money on is worth it. But we're talking about $33 million. That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Nobody would doubt that's a lot of money or say it is. But the overall budget for the state of Wisconsin is $53 billion. So in comparison, I don't want to say it's a drop in the bucket, because $33 million is not a drop in any bucket. But in the bucket of the state, I think it is a fairly small percentage. What I'm concerned about, though, is does that money just come from who does it come from? Hunters? Does it come from Pittman Robertson? Where is it coming from?
It's from bonds that the state buys. So it's borrowed money.
Okay.
And then it's paid back over time. But that is if you're going to borrow for something, you want to have it be an appreciating asset like land.
True.
So this is all things. So the stewardship program acquires lands for people to hunt, fish, and trap.
Sure.
You know, we hear time and time again, if you're in a conservation organization or if you hunt public land, you're hearing it's too crowded. I can't get out and, you know, try go duck hunting on opening day. Yeah. There's people everywhere.
No, you know what kind of ducks I hunt opening day because of this? I hunt the large, very large black and white ducks called geese. I don't even bother to hunt opening day for ducks anymore, because I really don't feel like going into a war zone. And that's what it feels like in a lot of these public properties if you're going to go hunt ducks.
And there's some areas of the state where we have a lot of public land, like northern Wisconsin. Sure. Other areas of the state, we don't have much, like the southern half. So that's the areas where it's very important that when these, you know, when there's projects that come up, if there's land for sale, we can hopefully acquire it. So last year, Ducks Unlimited did acquire some additional lands at Bong Recreation Area in Kenosha County.
Sure.
So
that name just always cracks me up.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yep.
That name cracks me up. Bong Recreation Area.
Well, named after, you know, World War II
Richard Bong. Yes, I do know that. But it's still funny because Bong Recreation Area.
But because of Knowles Nelson, we have another 132 acres that were added to that recreation area.
Okay.
That's called Wood Duck Reserve.
So can we go back to the whole 2 year is going to potentially expire in 2 years? If it's been going so well for this long, why would it expire?
Because like,
why
would they say pay for it, Danielle?
So back in 89, when it started, why did we start it then?
Because a bunch of conservationists got together and said, hey, we should have dedicated funding to help for public lands.
Is this our biggest help? Is there something bigger than Knowles Nelson? Or is this the top?
This is the only dedicated funding we have for conservation in the state of Wisconsin.
For the expansion of conservation.
Well, and maintenance too. This is also for maintenance.
Yeah, so what are the immediate impacts if this does not get renewed?
So if the program does not get renewed, that means we don't have dedicated funding from the state to acquire new lands or provide maintenance. So that means there'll be fewer opportunities, you know, there won't be, if there's new ideas out there to add on to a wildlife area, we couldn't do anything to it.
Yeah, not provide maintenance. That scares a person like me that utilizes these places, you know, longer than Danielle.
If there's boat launches that need to get redone, there's not going to be any help from the state to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So state lands, you know, maintenance could further deteriorate.
Well, I imagine the fight. I mean, having sat, you know, for the folks who are listening who don't know, I was in the legislature for 14 years. I sat on the finance committee. These are not easy decisions, because at the end of the day, this is taxpayer money that's buying these lands and expanding them. And it's always a very tough fight as to what money should be spent on infrastructure, public safety, helping those who cannot help themselves. I think Wisconsin is a state that is proven year after year that we care about our outdoors. We care about proliferation of species. We care about ease of use. And we care about, you know, Wisconsin's a state that has, it is a public trust state. And what that means is that the obligation is on the state to allow people who can't afford to buy their own land to be able to recreate. And I think that's something that's been a priority. And I also know that as far as other states go, Wisconsin is pretty much in the middle, in the upper middle of states that have accessible public lands. You know, Hawaii's way up there, Alaska's way up there, but they just got a ton more land in Alaska than they do in Wisconsin. So I'm, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to have you guys here is because I'm a bit on the fence myself. I can see the reason for it and I can see the need for it. And I think it would be a travesty should the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund just end, because I love to hike. I love to hunt. I have hunted public this year for the first time in my life. I hunted public. I'm a late starter. I started hunting when I was 38, and I know I'm not a day past 41. So
yes, I hunt correct.
Public. Let's see your license.
Wow. Wow. Ellie jumped right on that. She laughed immediately. So I think it is important to weigh those things, but I also think it's important, and I hope the legislators and those making the laws understand that should this go away, it's very much a sky is falling scenario for the public lands, because you're not going to be able to use, you know, the hiking facilities and the parks.
Well, I mean, you can still use them, but well will they be maintained?
They won't. Maintenance.
And that is why. So there's a coalition of more than a dozen of the major conservation organizations from Wisconsin and around the country. Ducks Unlimited is leading the effort, along with National Wild Turkey Federation, Pheasants Forever, Delta Waterfowl Foundation, SCI, Wisconsin Waterfowl Association, Wisconsin Wildlife Federation. They know that hunters, trappers, and anglers want to see this program continue, and they are working to do that.
Can I ask one question?
This you is better do it quick.
This is completely weird. So I've been looking at the meeting notes for the DNR Migratory Committee agenda. The uncertainty of USFWS potential government shutdown. Can we talk about that when we get back from break?
We can, but we're going to talk about food, Danielle. That's what we're really going to talk about.
All this is making me think food. Of things. I got questions.
Look, these are tough questions, and this is why it matters when you go to the ballot box, because you want to know those people who represent you represent your interests. And outdoor users, you should pay attention to that, because we're not only talking about the stewardship funds, we're talking about opportunities to hunt sandhill cranes and other things. And that's why this show is so educational, informative, and funny. Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Raised in Wisco is your spot to learn about the great outdoors of Wisconsin, how to eat, what you kill, how to enjoy, recreate. Danielle, I know you love the sideways bananas, and you stick your yes. hand under rocks trying to get catfish and other critters to bite it.
Absolutely.
So whatever you want to do in the great outdoors of Wisconsin is available. This state's resources are incredible. I'm Joel Clayfish. This is Raised in Wisco. That's Danielle Fairman, Hello. The hostess with the mostest. George Ermert from the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association is here. Tim Andrick, a former attorney for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. And now.
Dun,
Ellie
dun,
Mae
dun.
Lawton, the chefery.
You guys are going to let me talk?
Of raised.
Wait, no. Shh.
Okay,
who's Ellie?
You never have a problem just inserting your feelings into things, Chef Lawton. So the chef.
It's a chef thing.
This is the chef's segment. Mm-hmm. So we get excited about that, because for me, one of the quintessential best things about the outdoors of Wisconsin is you can go out in the outdoors and bring home entire dinners.
Absolutely.
From what is
the best.
Can be foraged, what can be hunted, mm-hmm. what can be fished in Wisconsin. And we have made that a permanent part of the show. And Ellie Mae Lawton is our official chef for Raised in Wisco. We're very proud to have a classically trained French culinarian on the show. And I think one of the things that's really cool to me and is that we get to soak her years of education and knowledge and practice of being a chef in some hot kitchens along the way, and her knowledge, and she's very good at simplifying it for us so that we feel we can do this in our own homes. And we want to bring that to you, which is why we have a cooking segment every Raised in Wisco. So what are we talking about today, Chef Lawton?
We are talking about something we don't talk about enough, which is pheasant.
Ooh. Ah,
ooh, I do love some pheasant.
A lot of people think it's just dry and
why do we not talk about pheasant more?
We really don't. And that's one of the most hunted things in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We've got several pheasant clubs, the Wisconsin Game Preserve Association. Great places to hunt pheasant. Plenty of public land to hunt pheasant. Bong Recreation Area, as Tim Andrick was talking about, off Sunday Road. I mean, you got real opportunities for pheasant in here. And I think you're right about that. And I think one of the reasons is I don't think a lot of people know how to make it to taste good. I mean, it tastes
it's
fine.
Really it's good.
Just, it's dry sometimes.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Sometimes it can be. Yeah.
So what are we talking about? What kind of pheasant are we talking about?
So we're actually going to take the dish to brunch today. So
I like that idea.
Sign me up some brunch.
Yeah. So I'm big into making estradas. So estrada is traditionally kind of like a savory bread pudding, right? You have bread, you have eggs, meat, maybe cheese, some veggies in there. So instead of doing bread in this one, I did roasted potatoes. So, with my pheasant, I took ground pheasant and I seasoned it myself with fennel, salt, pepper. I used some of the provider spice dragon, which kind of gave it a little, kick to it, a little heat. So I browned that with some olive oil, garlic. And then I also sauteed some veggies. So onions, mushrooms, peppers. And I made an egg mixture. So I basically made an omelet in a bowl, right? Like whipped up the eggs, some whole milk, seasonings, more of the provider spice dragon to carry that flavor through. Dumped it in a 9x13 pan with the potatoes. And I mean, it's a one pan dish, right?
Yeah, it sounds very easy, actually.
It's super easy.
Good.
So it's pretty much like the bottom layer is the pheasant, the ground pheasant with the veggies. And then you have the roasted potatoes. You dump your egg mixture over that, put it in the oven 400 degrees for about 35 minutes. And you have this just beautiful, fluffy kind of frittata, strata. Joel, what did you call it before?
A frustrata.
A frustrata because you're frustrated you can't eat it right now.
that's about it.
And then, of course,
take out your frustrations by eating frustrata.
And then, of course, when it was done, you know me, I like to top things with fresh herbs. So some fresh cilantro and parsley, and then sour cream, right wing sauce.
Wow.
Because that belongs on everything. And yeah, you have a great brunch dish.
That's
for the whole family.
Fantastic. And really, you cannot go wrong, in my belief, with anything that's got scrambled eggs and potatoes in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
I love where you go to the food. I'm like, I'll bring the champagne and orange juice.
Yes.
A little extra fruit taffy.
For the brunch.
That's
for
perfect.
Brunch.
Yeah.
Invite me. I'll bring the alcohol.
Yeah.
This is Wisconsin.
This is Wisconsin.
And if we have time, Tim was just talking about a crane recipe that he has that I would love for him to share.
Well, yes.
That's right. As the state contemplates a sandhill crane hunting season, you've heard the jokes, ribeye of the sky. Is it really that good, Tim?
In my opinion, crane is the best eating game animal there is.
Ooh.
The ribeye of the sky, they call it that for a reason. It's fantastic. When you eat a sandhill crane, after you eat it, you would say, we need to hunt these animals.
So what is your favorite way to prepare it?
Well, we're out in North Dakota hunting sandhill cranes, living on the prairie camping. One of the easiest ways we've done, and we've ad-libbed, Korbel crane, we call it. Mix some Korbel brandy in with soy sauce, Worcestershire, garlic, little vegetable oil. Throw it on the grill. Grill the breast medium rare. Throw the thighs on there. Grill those. They're great eating.
Yum.
And enjoy. It's easy, fast, and it's great.
And
sounds delicious.
That sounds unbelievable.
That
and I want to finish on the point that one thing those of us, you know, Danielle and I have practiced this. Ellie and I have hunted together. George and I have hunted together. We practice. And I am a true believer that if you're going to take a resource, if you're going to use your power and your tools to take a resource and bring it to your table, make sure you use every part of your resource. Do not kill if you're not going to eat it. That mm-hmm. is a true belief exactly. of mine. Or if you're not going to use it in some way. And yes, of course, feeding your animals, feeding your dogs and pets, that is a legitimate way to use wild game. But understand, you know, the gravity of what we're talking about here. When you are going out to take the life of an animal, that is an animal that God created and put on this earth. And if you're going to use it for your own sustenance or your families or mm-hmm. your pets, that's fully legitimate. But try to make an effort to use what you kill on the dinner table or in some way. And I even stretch that to taking the skins and making clothing out of them, or wallets, or accoutrements that can assist in life, just regular things in life. So, folks, we know we kind of get all over the place on Raised in Wisco, and that's the point. We want to share with you everything about the outdoors. We learn as you learn. We love having you with us, and we so appreciate having you along for the ride, because I can promise you the ride may get bumpy once in a while, but we're going to get to our destination. Tim Andrick, George Ermer, Danielle Fairman, co-host with me, Chef Ellie Mae Lawton. I'm Joel Clayfish. We'll see you next week on Raised in Wisco.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.